Good evening. It's 5:47 p.m. on Thursday, July 28th, and welcome to the special meeting of the Human Rights Commission for the Hero Awards of 2016. Just a few notes before we begin. Staff has already let people know that everyone needs to be seated, and if you don't have a seat, please go down the hall to the left to room 263, where we have overflow capacity and, I believe, video. And also, just another reminder, staff has already let people know that there will be 2 minutes for each individual awardee and each group who gets an award, as well as other individuals in the audience from the public who want to make public comment. 2 minutes will be provided at the end of the presentations. We have, as you can see, we have a lot of people in the chamber, and we have a lengthy awardee agenda, and we want to make sure that all the awardees are able to receive their awards before they have to leave this evening. And so we're going to organize things that way to try to be fair to everyone. So welcome. Mr. Secretary, would you please read the roll?
Commission Chair Susan Christian.
Here.
Vice Chair Cheryl Evan Davis.
Here.
Commissioner Michael Pappas.
Here.
Commissioner Richard Piorota.
Here.
Commissioner Abigail Porth.
Here.
Commissioner Michael Sweet.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. So my name is Susan Christian, and I am fortunate enough to be the chair of the Human Rights Commission. Welcome tonight. These have been extraordinarily trying times. It's been going on for a couple of years, and it just seems day by day to increase. There's been a lot of pain in all of our communities. And we're here tonight to acknowledge and to celebrate the role of advocacy for justice in moving along the fight for justice and the fight for equality. There are many different people in the room tonight, and among the awardees, we have a number of different areas of focus and perspective. We want everyone to feel our thanks and our respect tonight, and we want you to know that we all understand the role that community advocacy plays in change and the fight for justice, and that's what we're here to honor tonight. So thank you for being here. In advance, thank you to all the awardees, and thank you to the members of the public who have come out. I first want to acknowledge the members of our Equity Advisory Committee. As many of you may know, the Hero Awards are given by the Human Rights Commission each year, but it's through one of our citizen advisory committees, the Equity Advisory Committee, that the theme is chosen. The theme for the year is chosen, and the individuals that nominations for the awards are solicited, and once those nominations are received, individuals and organizations are chosen to receive the awards. This is a lot of work, aside from the work that they do throughout the year on the projects meant to advance equity in our community. So I want to acknowledge them by name. Leticia Alcantar, Dina Austin, Vanessa Banks, Paul Day, Jesse Fernandez, Morris Green Jr., Angela Jenkins, Joanna Le Pen, Adam Mejis, Angel Morales Carrion, Irene Fan, Azalea Reinfeld, Raquel Santiago, and Kathy Schaff. Please join me in thanking them for their work on this award. Vice Chair Davis, did you want to say any words of welcome?
Okay.
Well, I know that there are a lot of people out there that definitely want to have an opportunity to speak, so I don't want to take up a lot of time, but I do just want to echo what Chair Christian has said. We applaud and appreciate the commitment and dedication to advance community needs from a community perspective. So thank you all for being here and for doing what you do in support of community.
Thank you. So now we will move to item number 3 on the agenda, presentation of the San Francisco Human Rights Commission 2016 Hero Awards. The first category is the HRC Hero Award for students. The first award goes to Emir Bukhara. Emir Bukhara is a rising 10th grader at John O'Connell High School and a summer intern with the Community Safety Initiative, a project of collective impact.
Oh,
no.
Oh, Emir.
And so the way that we're doing this, the awardees come up, they get their thanks, they get their picture, and then if they have the staying power and their schedule allows, we will be able to hear from them a little later. So thank you, Emir. Do you want to do the next one?
Chinwendu. Let's give it up for Chinwendu for being here. Chinwendu is a rising 11th grader at Raoul Wallenberg High School and summer intern with the Community Safety Initiative.
Thank you. Next, we have student leaders in the Ethnic Studies Student Organization at San Francisco State University. This is a student group that advocates for human rights at San Francisco State and the larger community through its many support programs. This is a student group that advocates for human rights at San Francisco State and the larger community through its many support programs for low-income and communities of color, the LGBTQI movement, undocumented students and their families, and the formerly incarcerated, as well as the defense and advancement of ethnic studies. Thank you for your work.
Next, we have Rooftop Social Justice Committee. A student-led organization at Rooftop Middle School with a commitment to social justice campaigns that aim to serve and impact the diverse needs of their school community.
Thank you so much for your advocacy on behalf of the community. Next, we're moving to the HRC Award, Hero Award for Individuals. Our first award goes to Yolanda Williams. Yolanda is a sergeant in the San Francisco Police Department, She is the president of the Officers for Justice and founder of the Not on My Watch initiative. Thank you so much for your work.
Next, we have Christina Mitra and Natalia Vigil, founders and co-creators of Still Here, a four-year running show at the National Queer Arts Festival. Thank you.
Our next awardee is Juanita Moore. As everyone in San Francisco knows, Juanita is an accomplished drag performer, fashion muse, fundraiser, and gourmand.
Next, we have Karen Shane, the reentry policy planner in the reentry division of the San Francisco Adult Probation Department. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much for this critical work in the community. Next is Tiffany Marie Johnson. Ms. Johnson is a clearly beloved teacher at Leadership High School in San Francisco, founder of H2O Productions, and a PhD candidate at the University of California, Berkeley. Thank you all for your incredible advocacy in the community.
Next we have Liz Jackson Simpson, the executive director of the Success Center, a longtime advocate in the reentry community and a mother of many in the neighborhood. So give a hand for Liz Jackson Simpson.
Thank you all for your incredible work. Without this work that you have done, our community would be much less equal and much more poor. Next, we move to HRC Hero Awards for organizations. Is this better? Thank you. Sorry about that, trying to share the microphone. Next, we move to the HRC Awards for organizations. Our first organization is United Playas, a violence prevention. United Playas is a violence prevention and youth development organization that provides a comprehensive range of services to prepare vulnerable youth for higher education, employment, and healthy living within a safe, nurturing, and collaborative environment. Veronica, will you be accepting the award for them, or are they coming? Okay, we will pause for a minute. And while we're waiting to have them arrive in the chamber, we're going to move to the next awardee in the interest of time. The next organization to receive an award is the Idris Stelly Foundation. Thank you. The Idris Deli Foundation is a nonprofit organization created to honor Idris Deli, an African-American man killed by San Francisco Police Department in 2001. The ISF provides a variety of free services to San Francisco residents. Thank you so much for your work. Next, the No New Jail Coalition. This is a coalition of San Francisco Bay Area organizations and community members who successfully advocated to prevent a new jail from being constructed in San Francisco. And if they are in the overflow room, we will wait for them to arrive. They're here? Great. Our next organizational awardee is Coleman Advocates for Children and Youth. Coleman is a nonprofit organization that builds the leadership and power of low-income and working-class youth and parents of color in San Francisco in order to advance racial and economic justice in the schools and in the city.
Next, Amor for Alex Nieto, a coalition. This is a coalition of family, friends, and community members of Alex Nieto, formed to demand justice and love for Mr. Nieto, a Latino man killed by San Francisco Police Department in 2014.
The next organizational award goes to the Urban Campesinos, a food justice and young adult leadership program aimed at bettering the environmental, economic, and health conditions experienced by working families in the southeast neighborhoods of San Francisco. Next organization is the Ethnic Studies Student Organization at San Francisco State University. This This is a student group that advocates for human rights at San Francisco State and the larger community through its many support programs for low-income and communities of color, the LGBTQI movement, undocumented students and their families, and the formerly incarcerated, as well as the defense and advancement of ethnic studies. Root and Rebound. The next organization is Root and Rebound, a nonprofit that is working to increase access to justice and opportunity for reentry populations and to educate and empower those who support them, fundamentally advancing and strengthening the reentry infrastructure in San Francisco and across the state of California. If Root and Rebound is in the overflow room, we will acknowledge them once they get here. In the interest of time, we'll read the next organization. Unless, Veronica, do you see them? Okay, thank you. The next organization is Roadmap to Peace Initiative. Roadmap to Peace is a 5-year community-driven systems reform initiative dedicated to transforming the health and safety outcomes of the most disconnected Latina, Latino youth aged 13 to 24 in San Francisco. Our next organization is Justice for Elmicar Perez Lopez. Justice for Elmicar is a coalition of friends and neighbors of Elmicar Perez Lopez formed to demand justice and love for Mr. Perez Lopez, a Latino man killed by San Francisco Police Department in 2015. Great. And so I understand that Root and Rebound is now in the room, if they will come up. Once again, Root and Rebound is a nonprofit working to increase access to justice and opportunity for reentry populations and to educate and empower those who support them, fundamentally advancing and strengthening the reentry infrastructure in San Francisco and in California. Our next organization is the Do No Harm Coalition. Do No Harm is a coalition of more than 100 University of California, San Francisco physicians, nurses, students, and staff formed to raise awareness of the dual public health crisis of police violence and institutionalized racism, which together take a disproportionate toll on communities of color. Next is the Justice for Mario Woods Coalition. This is a coalition fighting for justice for Mario Woods, an African-American man who was killed by San Francisco Police Department in 2015. Excuse me, sir, I'm sorry, but the way that we've organized tonight, and to be fair to all of the recipients, is to have all recipient comment and a public comment reserved for the end, and so I'm unfortunately I can't take your comments at this moment. Those comments, sir, will have to wait until the end. If you would please, sir, if you would please, you know, respect the rights of everybody else who's receiving an award tonight to be heard in the way that the organizations have been called to be presented. We're not taking comment right now. We're not taking comment. You can speak along with everyone else at the time that it's designated for.
Community. Yeah. say that you recognize justice. We want you to stand up for justice. Stop the murder of our young people. There's blood on the street. Mothers, sons, and daughters got 6 feet of dirt in their face. Some of them have been cremated. And we're talking about getting a piece of paper? Huh? Where were you at when we had the Mondale Woods Day celebration? That this city voted for to have the Board of Supervisors session. July 22nd was Mondale Woods Day. Where were you at? I didn't see none of you there. So stand with us.
So let's make it clear. You can call a hearing. Emergency hearing to speak to this violence and senseless violence by the SFPD. You can do that. I encourage you, we encourage you to call a hearing.
Please.
So you can hear from all the coalitions. So you can hear from us on what we want this body to do to represent us here in San Francisco.
Respect everything that has been said here. I just want to make one point of clarity. I just want to make one point of clarity. I want to be really clear that these awards, and I respect, and I want to say that we want to follow up. I just want to say one thing because I want to also be respectful of the people who are not on the commission, who made these recommendations, who actually fought the system in your behalf. They stood up earlier. Those are people in community but I just want to say that I hear you. And we can all do better, but I also want to make sure that we understand, right, that we're respectful to each other and that we do not violate other people's rights as we advocate for our own. That's all I want to say. So
the Human Rights Commission honored Amor for Alex Nieto because the city of San Francisco in its totality simply could not been murdered. San Franciscan Alex Nieto and his family and community needed help. Politicians, police officers, district attorneys, city attorneys, they all played stupid and ran away.
allowed you to speak out of turn in the...
Now sits in shame.
We have a... Excuse me.
No.
Would you please allow me to speak now? If you don't allow me to speak, I'm going to have to adjourn the meeting. And other people who have come out tonight will not be heard because you insist upon taking more time than anyone else will be allowed.
To Alex Nieto Parque Holmes. All right, work to prosecute the unlawful killers of...
And before I call up United Players, who are now here to receive their award, I just want to say that we are now, once again, asking the public's cooperation so that we can ensure that the rest of the meeting can run as smoothly as possible and allow everybody the time that they need, that they are entitled to speak, the 2 minutes that they're entitled to speak. The Commission would definitely like to hear from every member of the public who is left who would like to speak. And as you saw, a speaker during public comment has broad leeway to speak his or her mind as she or he sees fit. But the commission does not want disruptive conduct that interferes with the meeting and the rights of other people to be heard. This includes, but certainly isn't limited to, any noises that interfere with anyone's public comment or the commission's discussions, and any person who engages in disruptive behavior that precludes the rights of others to speak and be heard will be escorted out of the room. So we would like to acknowledge United Players, who we called before but who are now back with us in the room. United Players is a violence prevention and youth development organization that provides a comprehensive range of services to prepare vulnerable youth for higher education, employment, and healthy living within a safe, nurturing, and collaborative environment. Is there anyone to accept the award for United Players? Yeah, all right.
So anyway, thank you very much. It's an honor, and I'm humbled to be in the presence here and accept this award on behalf of United Players. I've been working with these children for a year and a half. I work with kindergarten and fifth grade students. We deal with all the elementary schools and middle school and high school in the city. As I said, this award means a lot to these children. It means a lot to us also because we're able to deal with these children on a daily basis. Every day we're with them. We work with them very hard. We deal with them on all levels of from art to cooking classes to sports to their education and everything. So for me especially, I'm recently home from a long stint in prison. I did 45 years straight and came out and met the United Players, and I've been with them ever since 2015. And for me, it's medicine for me, and I give a lot, all I can give to the kids under my care. I just love them so much, and I deal with, like I said, kindergarten to fifth grade. That's who I take care of. So that it'll make it a little easier for them when they reach middle school and then on to high school. So thank you very much on behalf of United Players, and I'm humbled to accept this award. Thank you very much. Go ahead, bro.
Welcome back to the community.
Or Avi. I'd like to say thank you to all y'all. I really enjoy the United Players, even though I just started this year. And everything they say is true. So y'all should come join and and come meet us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, how everybody doing today?
Good, how are you?
When I first started United Players, I was all nervous, didn't know what to say, but this is a really good program, and just want to say thank you and stuff like that.
All right.
Oh, Trayvon Keontae Morgan, the fourth.
Good afternoon, good evening, everybody. My name is Remigio Flood. I'm currently with the United Players. I helped start it from 1994 on to currently now. It's been a tremendous impact in my life, my daughter's life here. We've been continuing the mission on the long, on a stern and long basis, and I just want to take the time to really thank you all for taking the time to honor us and really show the hard work that we're doing is really paying off here in San Francisco. You feel me? So thank you very much.
This award.
You're welcome.
Hey everyone, I'm Davon Hahn. UP is a very, 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 et cetera, very, very, very great, great, great program. That's all I gotta say.
Hi, my name is Jackson. All I gotta say is a couple words. Just do it for the snap.
Oh.
Hey. And thank you for the award.
Ahead and go. I'm Daisha, aka the real one. I really appreciate everyone here and Uncle Rudy and UP in general, cause they got me out of a lot. And yeah, that's
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for giving this award to United Players. We appreciate the recognition of the work that we do day in, day out for these young people. I want to make it really clear, we do stand in solidarity with the community. Everyone has a right to speak their mind and to do what their conscience tells them to do. And for us, it was important for these young people to be able to come here and tell you thank you for recognizing us. A lot of times, SOMA is the overlooked community of San Francisco. People actually live there, and a lot of times that's forgotten. And our young people a lot of times feel forgotten in this city with everything that's going on. And so we felt like it was really important to still bring them in here and allow them the opportunity to speak to you. We support what went on. We stand in solidarity with all of San Francisco because all of San Francisco is our home. I am born and raised in the city, and United Players has been working day in, day out for almost 23 years every day to make the city a better place. So thank you.
Good evening, and my name is Heather Phillips, and I just wanted to reiterate the same thanks for having us here. And for honoring United Players. As an employee of the organization, We are just grateful to have you all with us as we work for justice in our community and in the city, and as we continue to move forward to look for justice in every scenario. And we just thank you for recognizing these young people and the hard work that they're doing, and just what a blessing it is for us to be able to be in their lives as they continue to enrich and grow the city. Thank you.
Thank you so much. United Players, thank you. So now we're...
How y'all doing? My name is Miko, 18 years old. I've been working with UP for like probably a good couple of years now, and they've been helping me for a long time. I just want to say thank you to everybody over here.
So thank you for the award. This award, there's a lot of people who deserve this award that's not here. There's a lot of our staff, a lot of people who made this happen. All the way from 1994 to now, it's 22 years and 8 months. A lot of hard sweat, tears, and blood has came through all this. And for us to be acknowledged, you know, we appreciate that. But we want to make sure that we acknowledge all the people in the city who needs justice. And that's what we're here to stand up for, to teach these youngsters to stand up for what you believe in. And so it's very important. I know we have, you know, the hearings, and we have these awards, but they don't mean nothing if we do not get justice for our people here in the city, for everybody in San Francisco. And so, us United Players, we're here to build bridges, not walls. We're here to fight for the last, the lost, and the least, and for that thug life. And so to continue this struggle and this fight that we're fighting for justice, whoever controls the mind of the youth controls the future. So we must tell the truth to the kids. We must share and identify the realness of what's happening here in San Francisco. And we got to do it with our people right here. And so thank you for this award, and God bless y'all.
Thank you. So we're going to move into public comment now. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to move into public comment now. Thank you so much for being here and for the work that you continue to do. And so it's my understanding that everybody who is in the chamber has gotten their award. Now we're going to move into public comment, preferably with the awardees who have been waiting for comment. Sergeant Williams, are you interested in public comment?
Yes.
Please approach. 2 minutes, please.
Well, as you can see, I have my body-worn camera on and everything else is coming apart. Okay. First of all, I want to say I'm truly honored and humbled to be in your presence this night and to be a recipient of the Human Rights Commission Award. As the president of the Officers for Justice, we fight to eradicate racism and other isms that tend to show bigotry. We embrace and acknowledge diversity, and my life's mission has been focused on nothing less than service and activism. If there is injustice anywhere, there's injustice everywhere. And this is why we commit to the Not On My Watch initiative and pledge. I'm happy to stand before you today to let you know that I'm making provisions right now with several celebrities to bring the Not On My Watch campaign initiative to an international level. We want to be able to show that San Francisco knows how to get it right, and when we get it right, we hit a home run. And again, I want to tell you that I will continue to advocate for justice, and I will fight the cause for the people. And as I always end, with power to the people.
Thank you, Sergeant Williams. Is there further public comment from people in the House? So Idris Deli. Does the Idris Deli Foundation wish to have public comment?
Yes, the Idris Deli Foundation would first like to acknowledge all of our community partners and all the people doing the actual work. We love them. Second off, we'd like to give an award in return. This is a certificate of recognition for the San Francisco Human Rights Commission. This is to certify that the San Francisco Human Rights Commission has been recognized for 52 years of disserving black, brown, and poor people of San Francisco by doing nothing to stop their systematic incarceration and execution at the hands of San Francisco law enforcement. A spectacular ability to ignore rampant and continuous violations of established international law, including the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the UN Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, Basic Principles for the Treatment of Prisoners, and the United Nations Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. In its silent and therefore tacit acceptance of San Francisco Police Department and San Francisco Sheriff's Department perpetrated ethnic cleansing, prejudicial incarceration, torture, and homicide. Further, it is recognized for an uncanny ability to sleep at night. Signed, the people.
I'm also here with Eater Staley Foundation, Poor Magazine, and we just wanted to add to that that, in fact, the Human Rights Commission is a farce. At this point, there are human rights violations related to the eviction of a 99-year-old African-American woman. There is human rights violations in the murder of Jessica Nelson Williams, of Luis Góngora Pat, of Alex Nieto, and Mario Woods, and so many more in this city. And so actually what we're asking you is a specific request that you activate Human Rights Commission's role and give a human rights report and violation against Mayor Ed Lee and the city of San Francisco and the San Francisco Police Department. We're asking for an actionable step because that would actually solve or in some ways begin the process of changing the way in which this award is a farce. Because right now, it's a complete farce. And we cannot continue to perpetuate a lie and call it human rights. Thank you.
Good evening, commissioners. I'm not here to insult you. I actually have affection and respect for some of you individually. Let's keep it at that. But I want to say that for many of us who have lost a loved one, and in my case, my only loved one, my only child, to law enforcement brutality, receiving an award as a trophy for blood is just a very, very uncomfortable place that we are in. And I came basically to honor and respect the families who have accepted the award, who exercise their prerogative to say thank you. For reasons, for me, I'm not a reformist, I'm a revolutionary, and this is why I declined the award. Thank you.
Thank you for your public comment.
I'm Father Richard from the Amilcar Coalition, and our coalition initially accepted the award out of deference to the parents of Alex Nieto. Regrettably, they have returned their award, and so we feel that, not regrettably, they have returned their award, and so we feel that we must now return ours. So we want to thank you, perhaps not for the award itself, but for what we hope it represents. Your own decision to stop the police from killing the most vulnerable people in our city. When the Police Officers Association comes after you, as they've come after us, don't lower your eyes. Take pride in your decision. I know you can appreciate the irony here and why, in the present context, so many of us feel confused and disoriented that a city commission like yours would honor our work. Since 2000, SSPD has killed over 40 people. In not one case has the city admitted any wrongdoing, offered an apology, or reached out to help the families. The DA has charged not one single officer. No officer has even gone to trial, much less been convicted. By contrast, in my neighborhood, a young Latino who commits a relatively minor crime can be given a 100-year sentence, tearing apart his family and destroying his life. The victims of police brutality have been some of our most vulnerable. Amilcar Perez Lopez was an undocumented immigrant, just 17 years old when he came here to earn money for his family in Guatemala. He took care of his sick roommate. He loved to be silly and joke with his friends. The police shot him 6 times to the back when he was running for his life. Other recent victims have been people of color, poor people, sometimes people with mental illness who need a little help. Our most vulnerable sisters and brothers, this is shameful, not acceptable in the city of St. Francis, and I know you agree. As a mission resident and father of a young Latino, I worry every time my kid walks out the door. We're counting on you in the difficult days ahead.
Thank you for your public comment. Is there further public comment? Please approach.
My name is Karen Fleshman, and I'm a co-founder of San Franciscans for Police Accountability. We appreciate the Human Rights Commission admitting that San Francisco has a very grave human rights crisis. We urge you and every San Franciscan at home to download this report just issued this month by the Blue Ribbon Panel on Police Accountability. This panel was formed after 2014 racist, sexist, homophobic text messages were found exchanged among SFPD officers while on duty. In addition to the 22 people killed under the former Chief Sir. The resignation of Chief Sir, forced by the people, is an important first step toward bringing SFPD to accountability, but it is insufficient. Another police death in San Francisco is imminent, and everybody needs to be concerned, not just about what happened in Baton Rouge or in Minneapolis, but what's happening right here in the city of San Francisco. We must educate ourselves. We must demand a new chief who has had experience running a modern, accountable police department. We need to bring every killer cop to justice. They need to go to jail, and we need to fire officers who exchange racist text messages while at work. And we need to think about the incoming officers. How are we recruiting them? How are we training them? How are we protecting the whistleblowers like Sergeant Williams? Sergeant Williams was the subject of those text messages by her own colleagues carrying guns. This is unacceptable. Everybody needs to get involved in making it stop.
Thank you for your public comment.
Good evening. My name is Phil Klasky, and I am the advisor to the Ethnic Studies Student Organization. First of all, I want to acknowledge the diversity of voices, the passion, and the quest for justice that many of the people have come forward to talk about tonight. I would also like to thank the San Francisco Human Rights Commission and the Equity Advisory Committee for this prestigious honor. It's a particular joy to be here with Veronica Garcia, former student of ours, and former president of the Ethnic Studies Student Organization for her leadership. She herself is a recipient of the Hero Award. I'd like to also acknowledge the presence of the California Faculty Association. We have the vice president here, Catherine Powell. The union has been very supportive of the Ethnic Studies Student Organization and Ethnic Studies at San Francisco State. I've had the privilege of working with some of the most dynamic, talented, courageous, socially conscious, and politically active students at San Francisco State University. I have watched these students grow into human rights advocates as they find their voices, employ critical thinking skills, seek justice for everyone, and speak truth to power. Through the years, the organization has matured into a place of healing as well as activism, and the diverse group of officers, members, and interns have become trusted colleagues and loving friends. The organization has taken on many issues, such as unjust immigration policies, racism and homophobia, the crippling prison-industrial complex, racial profiling, police violence, the ravages of colonization that's still with us today, the rights of women and the LGBTQIA community, climate justice, and educational equity. My time is up. I would just like to say that I'm so proud of all their accomplishments. Thank you so much for this award.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jake Velasquez. I am the co-founder and inaugural president for the College of Ethnic Studies Student Organization. I would like to thank everyone for putting this assembly together. It's truly an honor to be in the company of so many passionate, proactive humanitarians. Krishnamurti once said that it's no measure of health to be well-adjusted to a profoundly sick society. The civil rights movement of the 1960s was an answer to this social dysfunction. In 1969, students from UC Berkeley and San Francisco State led protests demanding equal representation in academia. Their efforts led to the creation of our country's first and only College of Ethnic Studies. This paved the way for universities nationwide in developing multicultural programs. The Ethnic Studies Student Organization carries on their legacy today, actively dismantling destructive stereotypes through education and compassion, extending a warm hand of support and guidance to our disadvantaged youth. This year, the San Francisco State administration questioned the value of ethnic studies. I believe the Human Rights Commission has answered that question tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for your public comment.
Hello, my name is Sofia Cardenas. I want to begin by expressing how honored and empowered I am to be a part of an organization such as Ethnic Studies Student Organization. Collectively, we have imposed our power as students on the San Francisco State University campus. Because of our work and the organizing we did with other students, our administration has been forced to recognize the importance of a properly funded ethnic studies college, both for higher public education and for the community at large. I truly believe that in our work we have given our all, and for that it is encouraging to be publicly recognized. Yet, as we receive this hero award from the San Francisco Human Rights Commission, I am troubled by the truths left unsaid. In March, we as students stood in front of the HRC and asked them to write a resolution in support of our fight to defend and advance ethnic studies. My hope is that this hero award symbolizes that the HRC's newfound commitment to supporting the students of San Francisco will come in the form of a resolution highlighting the importance of ethnic studies. Further, we as ESSO stand in solidarity with our San Francisco community. Today, we see many of our fellow organizers refusing this award in protest. We believe that the distrust and discontent expressed by members of these organizations is not only valid, but telling of the political climate here in San Francisco. This award serves only as a reminder that there is so much work left to be done on behalf of the community and student organizers. I also believe that this work will include a recommitment on behalf of the San Francisco Human Rights Commission. This Human Rights Commission has a responsibility to condemn the San Francisco Police Department and the department's consistent violence on communities of color, or it must relinquish itself of its duties. In their mission statement, the HRC states that it works to advocate for human and civil rights, and yet no resolution has been passed on behalf of the human rights of our communities to not only not be removed by force from their homes or be brutalized in their streets. Further, this commission has vowed to investigate and mediate complaints of discrimination. So I would like to formally request that this commission launch an investigation on the discriminatory practices of the San Francisco Police Department and of the office of the mayor. A woman I profoundly respect told me once, "No one is coming to save San Francisco." So today I stand here as an honoree and recipient of the Hero Award, and her words have never echoed clearer to me. No one is coming to save San Francisco. So we as community organizers and student leaders and perhaps the Human Rights Commission must continue realizing our responsibilities. My recommendations are that this Human Rights Commission recommit itself to joining our student fight, commit itself to protecting the vulnerable communities of San Francisco, and join the anti-racist movement by taking the side of the people, by passing progressive resolutions, and by launching strict investigations into the malpractices of this city so that one day we can all actually feel like heroes.
Thank you for your public comment.
Hello, my name is Sophia Wenzel, and now I'm the current president of the Ethnic Studies Student Organization. I would like to thank the commission for this award. It is an honor to be alongside so many influential and revolutionary Bay Area activists that are paving the way for our voices. One of our members of the ESSO, Danny, told me several times during our efforts to fight for adequate funding for the College of Ethnic Studies. That si se puede not only means that yes, we can, but yes, I can, meaning the inner strength and confidence that keeps us fighting. Through this phrase, I feel the voice that screams for power and healing from within, as well as strength and love in the face of danger. It has been an honor to be part of the ESSO, where our past and present members create a haven for students of all backgrounds and identities to congregate, exchange ideas, heal, and empower each other, as well as attend many of the efforts of the other recipients in fighting for justice in the city, unfortunately often against the agendas of city officials. We will continue to hold SF State accountable in honoring education as a human right, specifically our right to learn our histories and those of our brothers and sisters in the College of Ethnic Studies, a college that will remain strong despite the attacks against it. We'd like to thank our amazing advisor, Phil Klasky, who without his guidance and compassion, we wouldn't continue to build confidence as students, teachers, activists, and human beings in this struggle for equity and justice, so we can uplift our communities that have been silenced. As many recipients have declined to accept this award, please note this is an act of resistance against the city's government. If you award us, stand by us, fight with us. Fight with the things that are hurting your people yet you so willingly support, like gentrification, police brutality, and the erasure of culture and intellectual collaboration in our schools and in our streets. Fight for education, fight for our lives. Congratulations to all the recipients. Si se puede.
Thank you for your public comment. There are any further desire for public comment for people in the chamber?
It's my understanding that there are members of the Equity Advisory Committee that would like to make public comment. If so, please approach the podium.
Good evening. My name is Vanessa Banks, and I'm with the San Francisco Human Rights Equity and Advisory Committee. And I just want to say thank you all for everything that you did tonight. Thank you, Commissioner, Vice Chair, and Co-Chair for even doing this award for us. I'm sorry things turned out the way it did, but at the same time, I think people misunderstood the purpose of the award. We wanted you to know that we recognize all the hard work everybody out there doing on the front line. So again, on behalf of myself, I would just like to say I would like to thank the Human Rights Commission for acknowledging people that are on the front line. Thank you.
Thank you for your public comment.
So it looks like that's the end of the public comment. There are no further awardees in the chamber. Mr. Secretary, would you read item number 5 on the agenda? Actually, hold on 1 second, please. Vice Chair?
I know that the folks that that I want to share this with aren't necessarily in the room, but I do want to say for me, tonight is very emotional in the sense that we are here to talk about human rights, and one of the human rights that we have is a difference of opinion, right? And that we all should have the right to move and advocate in the way that we feel without violating the rights of others. And if you don't see me at your movement, it doesn't mean that I'm not at a movement. It doesn't mean that I'm not engaged in some level of work. And so I think that we have to be mindful and respectful of how we all operate and where people are in their space and how we advocate without intimidating, without bullying, without threatening, or making people feel threatened. I think that that is my biggest concern, is that as we begin to protest and we begin to do things, that we also remember that regardless to how we feel about law enforcement or other folks, that they actually are humans too, and that we cannot generalize police in the same way. And people don't have to agree with me, but as an African-American woman who comes from the South, where African-American people are judged by a generalization, I do not think it's fair to generalize any group of people. And that is not to say that I have not. So people make decisions about who people are. I have been harassed by the police. I actually work in the trenches. I work in public housing. I have seen what gang task force does or how they engage with people that they've identified as criminals, right? So we cannot call into question, because I don't know your journey. You don't know my journey. But I also think that we have to find a way to do our work without hurting other people, right? Violence is not the answer, right? Whether we are being violated, it does not give us the right to necessarily violate other people. And people can talk to me afterwards because I am just responding and I'm sharing because I didn't get my 2 minutes. But I just want to say that we have to be mindful of how we generalize the people in this chambers, how we define people that wear a uniform. And so that is my just what's burning in my heart right now is that we have decided that we will generalize on both sides. And the police have a level of accountability. Community has a level of accountability. And that's my conversation. And again, this is not a dialogue, so I know that at the end, anyone who wants to speak to me can do it because public comment has already been closed. Thank you. So at the end, you can talk to me directly.
Are there any other commissioners who wish to make any comment? Commissioner Pappas.
I listened with great attentiveness to all of our speakers tonight and heard a lot of pain. My organization, the San Francisco Interfaith Council, recently convened a gathering at the University of San Francisco. It wasn't San Francisco State, I'm sorry, in which we looked at the role of faith leaders in the civil rights movement in the 1960s. We were very blessed to have with us, to give us a perspective, Clarence Jones, who was Martin Luther King's speechwriter and lawyer and confidant. In the course of his comments, when he was trying to translate to an overwhelmingly white audience the necessity of Black Lives Matter, he made a statement which remains embedded in my memory and will for a long time. He said, "Part of the problem of being around so long is that you see too much." And in this, he said, in the early 1980s, there was a disease that began to kill young gay men. And the administration at that time, Ronald Reagan, not only failed to respond, but refused to respond. And as a result of that, an organization called ACT UP emerged. And Dr. Jones said, thank God it did, because more people would be dead today had it not. They showed up unwelcome. They showed up and were vocal. I heard that pain this evening, and I know that my colleagues did too. And I think that if anything, that we have a lot to think about as a Human Rights Commission in terms of what our call is and how we can best serve our city. I will speak on behalf of none of my colleagues, but I have a lot of soul searching to do, and I promise you, Madam Chair and colleagues, that I have every intention of doing that soul searching.
Thank you, Commissioner Pappas. Are there any other comments from commissioners? As we close the meeting tonight, before we adjourn, I would just like to pick up on a little bit of what Commissioner Pappas said. I was at that meeting, and of course, as we all know, one of the things that ACT UP brought to the conversation is the assertion that silence equals death. And nothing could be more true. Either if we don't speak up, we die inside, or we die physically, based on what it is that's killing, whatever it is that's killing us. So we go back to the reason that we're here tonight, which is to recognize the importance and the vital nature of organizing for justice. Clearly, the people in this chamber have not been of one mind about how to go about that organizing or what to do in search of it. But the organizing itself is still vital. And the things that were said tonight about the state of our community and the work that the Human Rights Commission has been doing. Are things that we need to hear, and there's a lot of truth to it. I will not say that the Human Rights Commission has done nothing, because I know that I've tried to do what I came to this commission to do, and the only reason I'm still here is that I have a belief that I can continue to try to do these things. But it has not been enough, and we are at a point where we are looking at what we do going forward. So as uncomfortable as protest is, again, you don't need to affiliate yourself with the things that are said. But protest and organizing are necessary. And so is work done by people who are in structures of power, structures of authority, or who work with those who do have power and authority. We have those people in those positions have work to do that is different from the work of some of the people who came through that door tonight. But all the work is necessary, or change will never come. So I want to thank my sister and brother commissioners for being here tonight. I want to thank everybody who came through that door tonight for making the effort and for being present, for being visible and not being silent. And I want to reaffirm the necessity of speaking and acting and organizing. Any other comment from the commissioners? So, with that, Mr. Secretary, would you please read item number 5?
Item 5 is adjournment.
It's 7:20, and this special meeting is adjourned. Thank you.